We on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Im Hoysa Mida Merube, Einei Moitzei Leiches Reinais, Ibnei Shemay Sireis. If it was 10 kul or more, so you did not deduct the Chesreinais, Ibnei Shemay Sireis, because we hear in Rashi, since the Tvu is Nafuach, so you're with the Mida that you're giving him, is the Tvu that you're filling up the Mida is less than the Tvu he gave you, so you're giving him less to begin with, so therefore, we do not deduct the Chesreinus. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Kamo mida merube, what does mean im hoisa mida merube, amarabe barbachona abriyoichenen asori kurim. Tanya na mihochi kamo mida merube asori kurim. Toni tane kame der Rav Nachman, there was an amire who knew paraisis very well, and he said over this paraisin for Rav Nachman, pshatn Rav Yehuda, that it says, the Braisa says as follows, Bemed vorim amurim, when do we say that we're menake chesroines, shemod adloi mitoich geironoi, that when he gave it to him, the kli that was used was a kli that's used in the geiron, that's a kur of a geiron, veherzeloi mitoich geironoi, and when he gave back to him, he also used the same type of a kli, kul goyrim. So memele, so then we are assured that the amount that was given from the mafkid to the nifkad is, he's giving it back, the same amount, so then we deduct chesreinus. Avol moda adloi mitoich goyronoi. But what is when the tvua was given in a kli koyren, which is large, beherze loy mitoich beisoy, and when he returned the tvua, he returned, with a kli, a kul bayis. A kul bayis is a small amida. Eino yaitzi loy cheschoines. So then you do not deduct cheschoines, bibnei shemoisirois. Because since he's giving him a smaller midim, so there's left over in the kri from the tvue of the mafkid. So memele, don't deduct chesreinus. You're giving him less to begin with, because you're giving him back in a smaller keli. Let's see what Rashi says. Midas agoyren. That the midas that were in the geiron were larger than those in the batim. So memele, that's what it said in the baraisa. Omalei v'chi b'shuf toni askina. We're speaking about shaitim. It's a modna maisa, the baraisa is saying. He gave him with a large kli. He's getting it back in a small kli, so we're speaking about shaitim. The yavi bekaila rabe, they give tvue in a large mide, vishokli bekaila zute. That's what the Braise is telling us. So it's telling us, but since he's giving back in a small mide, don't deduct chesreinus. He's getting shortchanged saivasai, he's giving back in a small mide. So he says, Dilma, maybe the Braise that you are saying over, we have to correct it a little bit. Not the Baraisa is speaking about Midas HaGoyren and Midas HaBayis. No, Dilma, B'mois HaGoyren Kamre. Maybe we're speaking about B'mois HaGoyren. That means in which season was the Tvua Niskabel, and which season is the Tvua returned. And this is what it should say in the Baraisa. Bamedvorim amurim, when do you deduct chesreines? שמוד עד לוי במייס הגוירם, דתבור ווס גימן במייס הגוירם, והרסי לוי במייס הגוירם, so דתבור is the same size, it's the same size that it was given, that's how it's returned. So memela, so then we have to take into cheshbin, but there's cheshchoynes. But what is if the tvua was given to the nivkad b'mayis ha-goyrem? B'mayis ha-goyrem, the tvua is dry and small. B'her z'loi b'mayis ha-kshomim, and when he gave back the tvua, so he gave it back b'mayis ha-kshomim, then the tvua is nafuch, then it's blown up because of the moisture accumulated. So it comes out that when he's giving him back a kul of tvuim, this is not the same amount of tvuim that he had received. He's giving him less, because less tvuim fits into the kul since it's nafuah. Then you do not deduct cheshoines mignei shemaisirais. Because since the tvue is nafuah, so therefore you do not deduct the cheshchoines. Right? And that's how we had, that's how Rashi had said in the Mishnah. Oma loira pope la baye, so pope est abaye akashe, if you'll tell me that the tvue swells in the yemaisak shomim, Imkain livka kada. So if a person stores tvue in a jug, and he stores it b'mois hachama, and then it's around till the mois hakshamim. So the kada, the pitch of the jug should split, should break, because if the tvue swells, so it should break the keli. You're telling me a metzias, that it swells, that's what happens. So the Gemara says, Azoi, have a uvdo pocket, not a kasha. It was such a mice, a person stored tvue, the mice achama and a kat, and he sealed the kat, and when he came, the mice achshom him, so the tvue swelled and it broke the kat, and the chanami, it's not the... He boy yisayme mishum itzitze. I'll tell you something else. That if the tvue is compressed together, when you put it in the beginning in a kad, so even though when it becomes yemois hakshomim, the moisture that comes into the tvue should cause that the tvue should swell, but since it's tied together, it has no room to swell, so it doesn't swell. That's why it doesn't swell. You're bringing a raya from a kad. It was cramped into the kad, so it doesn't have a place to swell. But here we're speaking about a kri, tvua, open tvua, so then it's swell taka. Now you're going to measure back with the put it into a kli medida, you're going to put in less tvua. So, the Ritva says pshat, so that what there was a yestamakasha. If yestamakasha, if that is true that the tvua swells in the winter, so all the kadim should split, should because it swells. So he told them like this. He says it matters how it's put into the kad. If it was cramped into the kad, so taki it won't split because that's it. So then it doesn't have room to swell. So it won't swell taki. But I'll tell you, there was a maisa that a kat did split. You know what the maisa was there? Then it wasn't cramped into the kat. It was put in loosely. So then it had a mokim to swell. When it swells taki, then the kat will taki split. So the Gemara says, "V'mayis ha-goyren samuch liyovsham shenis yavshu bechama." So then the tvua is small. והרזלוי בימי סגשום הם חוזו ונטפחו, then it swelled, מלחלוכס הגשם והקר, from the moisture and the cold. אם כן, שדלקה לתפויח לפקה קדו, כשממלן קד חיתם, היסרים בימי סגוירן, וגופן הסקד, and you seal it, יפוקה בימי סגשום הם, מחמס תפיחס התבוע. She told them, it's it said, דויחק, מתויך שהם במוקם צער, נדחקו יחד ואין תפוחים, so that prevents it to swell. Let us see Taisvitz, מידו מרובה יוד קורם, that the Rabbi Yehuda said, that if it was a מידו מרובה, you do not deduct the chesroinus. So Rashi had said pshat, Rashi said a Pesach Heshben, that in 10 kur, the achborim eat between 2 or 3 kur, and somehow, so if you, it's 10 kur will counteract the chesorin from the 2 or 3 kur that the achborim are eating. So therefore, you return back 10 kur. You don't deduct from the chesorinus because 10 kur will be mashlim, the chesorin of what the achborim ate. That's a Rashi learns. Vim taima, let us see Taisvitz, afilu beis kurin oigimu misnapchin. So Taisvitz had a kasha, Taisvitz understood that there's a cheshbin of chesorin from the achborim. There's a cheshbin of chesorin from the nipuach. And the chesorin of the nipuach is mashlim the chesorin from the achborim. So why do you need 10 kurim? Afilu beis kurim, a gimel misnapchim, lefi cheshben hacheschoynis oilo lehem. So Taisus understood, in every kur, the chesorin of the nipuach is mashlim the chesorin from the achborim. So that's the midah merube. V'yesh loyma, the biyut kurim oilo lehem anifuach chesorin shel kul echa. So Taisus said no, that did not, the chesorin of nifuach is similar to the chesorin of the achborim. No, the chesorin of the nifuach of 10 kurim is equivalent to the chesorin of achborim of 1 kur. That's the cheshbon. 10 kur nifuach is equal to, let's say, if we talk about chitim, the shir chesorin is 4.5 kabim, so 10 kur of nifuach brings about a chesorin of 4.5 kabim. So memele, so from 1 kur, you won't have to be menake. Not from all 10 kur, you won't have to be menake. That means if you got 10 kur, so let's see what Taisva says. Shlom de biyut kurim oylem anipur chesorin shel kulachot. V'lo yaitzi lem cheschoynes. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, you do not deduct the cheschoynes. Hainu kol hachesorin. You don't deduct all the chesroinis. The chesorin shel kol echot lo yoytzi. Allah hinoked yudkurim lafuki poche. So Taisvis is a different pshat in the Mishneh. That means like this. Rashi learned pshat in the Mishneh that if you give back 10 kurim, you don't deduct chesroinis. The chesroinis somehow are between 2 and 3 kurim. And the chesroinis of 2 and 3 kurim is equal to the chesorin of the nifuach of 10 kurim. So, you don't give back, you don't eat the chesroinis because that gufe, 10 kurim of swelled chitim is equivalent to the chesorin of 2 or 3 kurim. Taisvis says no. The chesorin of 10 kurim is equivalent, let's speak mamalosh, is equivalent to 4.5 kabin. That means 10 kurim nefuches, you're losing 4.5 kabin. So fine. Now, when there's 10 kurim, so theoretically, you have to take off 4.5 kabin from each kur. So ein chanami, so Taisa says ein chanami. From 9 kurim, you're gonna take off four and a half kabim. So be'etzem, 40 kabim you're going to take off, be'erech. 40 kabim you're going to take off for the 9 kulim. But you don't deduct all the chesroinis, because from one kul, you don't have to deduct, because 4.5 kabim were taken off already from the nifuah. So in one, each kul is a chesron of 4.5 kabim. The nifuah of 10 kulim is a chesron of 4.5 kabim. So memele, that what it says, you don't deduct the chesroinis, it means you don't deduct 4.5 times 10 by 10 kulim. You deduct 4.5 times 9. Because one kul, that means the chesron of one kul, which is 4.5 kabin, in 10 kulim, the nifuach takes off 4.5 kabin. That's how Taisus learns pshat. Now, when we had learned the Mishnah, we had mentioned the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asked that it's a modern zach. Here we're talking about nifuach counteracts the chesron of achborim. Fine. But we have different types of chesronis. We had the bakusmin, the chesron is tviso, which is a tenth of the tvue. By chitim, it's a chesron of 4.5 kabin, which is much, much less. And so the Pnei Yeshua that whatever the chesaron is, then the fuach counteracts it. For kusmin, it's a zayach. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. So the Pnei Yeshua had said, we really can't know. We can't know a true cheshbon. There's a chesaron of nifuach. There's a chesaron of achborim. We don't know. So memele. So there'd be a svara to say perhaps the chesaron of achborim is more than the chesaron of nifuach. There's a svara to say, so memele you should give less than 10 kulim because it's a bigger chesaron. There's a svara to say that perhaps the chesaron of achborim is less than the chesaron of nifuach, so you should give more than 10 kurim, because I'm giving him 10 kurim nifuches. We don't know, the Pnei Yeshua said. So, because of our ignorance, we have such a seder. 10 kurim you have to give back, because this is any day mechzartilos. You gave me 10 kurim, so memele to give less than 10 kurim back, I don't know if less than 10 kurim is a chesore of what you gave me. So 10 kurim you have to give back. To give more than 10 kurim is any day mechzartilos. So the Pnei Yeshua said that the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is not derived from yediyas in nifuach and chesaron. It's derived from lumdis. That means since no one can know the exactly the amount of the chesaron and the amount of the nifuach, if which is bigger, so whatever you got, you have to give back. More than, so don't deduct. Don't say, listen, there was achbor. Don't deduct. It could be, you're a maisi, you're taking off on the nifuach. So whatever you got 10 kum, you have to give back to 10 kum. Maybe by giving 10 kum in the nifuach, you're giving less than you got, since any day is chayavtiloch. That's what Meshuz. This is very good according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, and the Pnei Yeshua asks himself from Taisus. According to Taisus, Taisus says, if he got 10 kurim, you're going to deduct 9 kurim. 9 kurim, you're not going to return 10 kurim. You can deduct, you can give him 10 kurim minus 4.5 times 9. So you're not giving back. So now, but this one kur, you're not going to deduct. So Lamaisa, you are giving less. You are giving less ivasai, so, and if you don't know the cheshbon, how can you give less? It's saying they're mechzartilot. See, the tainzuchet tosis is not mashma like him. My chavrusa tainet, the erzeruah is also not mashma like the Pnei Yeshua. There's a mirdik erzeruah. The erzeruah says What is the halacha if a person gave someone tvua, a kur of tvua, b'moisach shomim, and he returned it b'moisach hamam? Zot pneish, zot erzorua, you double the cheschoines. You double the cheschoines, that's what you do. Because, so he learned, so the erzorua, you see clearly, that the nefuach and the cheschoines are equal. That's a formula. The nefuach equals the cheschoines. So memele, he says, so if you got it, if he gave me b'mois akshamim, so, and I'm returning it b'mois achamim, so then you double the cheschoines. That's a paskens la'loche. So it seems it's takem mechuvin, and, it's also not mashma like the Pnei Yeshua. Okay. Yaitzi loy shtus liyay. Rab Yudha ima chaymish. Let us see Rashi. Shtus liyayin im hivkit etzlo yayin v'irvoy im yeinoy. Also the same thing. That he was ma'ariv his wine with the mafkit's wine. The mafkid, the nifka's mafkid was ma'ariv the mafkid's wine with his own wine. Ve'irvo im yeinoi hakantkanin boilim shtus. So again, now we, and he was using his wine. That means he had a big barrel of wine, and someone gave him some more wine. So he put it into his big barrel, and he's using from the wine that he's taking. He's using keseda from the wine. So we have no cheshbon whatsoever, what was nechsar. So we assume that a sixth of the wine that was given was nechsar through blias akankanim. That means it seeps into the kankan. The wine seeps into the kankan. So we deduct a sixth less. Yaitzi leishtus liyayim in Rab Yehuda ima chaymish, and he says you deduct a fifth. We'll see in the Gemara what's pshat in this machlokes. Now, agav uchem, the Eitzim of Hoshea Talmud brings down three shittas. How long was the wine in the kankanim? That means we'll see soon. Later we'll talk about shemen. Before we spoke about tfuah. When we spoke about tfuah, we mentioned zmanim. We mentioned years. And every year, we're talking about achborim, so we have a standard rate of chesorim by every year. Here we're speaking about the blia of the kankam. How long does it take for the kankan to be boileya? So it brings three shittas. 1 year, 6 months, 3 days. Okay, but let's not get into the complexities of the shia. About kapon, there's a machlokes apoiski. Fine. Well, we'll see what's about. How long does it take to get the full blia? How long does it take to get the full blia? We'll see soon. So we have here, and this a machlokes, how much would deduct? A sixth or a fifth. Yaitzi loy shloisha lugin shemen lemeya. Here it says that for meya lug, you deduct three lugin. Lug umachtze shmorim. Lug umachtze, we assume is shmorim. Lug umachtze bela. And the lug umachtze is beleya. So we deduct three lugin out of meya, and here we're explaining what the cheshbon is. 1.5 lugin for the bliya and 1.5 lugin for shmorim. Now let us just mention a shtikel ha'ore. Rashi b'yayin did not speak about shmorim. Rashi just only spoke about the kilkel of Bela, the chesorna Bela. Of Shmorim, Rashi doesn't speak about. So the Rishash wants to say, could be There's a difference between the shmorim of shemen and the shmorim of yayin. The shmorim of yayin have a shavius, so it could be it's not a loss. That means if the shmorim are left over by the nifka, they can, the shmorim have a use. So I have shmorim, so I can use them. The shmorim of shemen are worthless, so b'meila, that's what we deduct. That's what Rishash wants to say. Okay. Im hoyo shemen mezukik. What is if he gave him shemen mezukik? Eini yaitzi lo shmorim. So then you can't deduct shmorim. Im hoyo kankanim yishonim. What is if the kankanim were old kankanim? So we'll see, so l'choy repshat is by old kankanim. So the whatever bliya was there already, so it's not bliya anymore. That we can say till we see the Gemara. About kaponim, so let's learn like that. L'choy kankanim yishonim ein yaitzi lebel. What is fine? Further. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, אף המויכר שמן מזוקק לחברוי כל ימויסה שונה, הרי זה, the girls is wrong. אף המויכר, let's see the side, אף המויכר שמן לחברוי מזוקק כל ימויסה שונה, הרי זה מקבל אולוב, לו גמחצה שמורים למאיו. Yeah. Now, המויכר, the Lekeach is Mekabel Luk Umachze Shmorim. Now let us see Rashi. Af HaMoicha Kishem SheOmru BeMafkit Kein Omru BeMoicha. By Moicha there's also a din SheMoicha Shemen LeChaveroi V'Noisein Loi Mitoich Chavyoisov. He gives them from his Chavyis Shehu Mistapek Tomit Vuhu mezukik, rei lekeich mekabel olov, livchus loy luga machze machmas shmorim. Now, l'chei repshatis, we'll see later in the Gemara, l'chei repshatis like this. A person came over to a balabos, he is a chavius, he is a big chavius of Shemen. He says, I want to buy X amount of I want to buy, Meir Lugim. I want to buy Meir Lugim of Shemen. He did not specify Meir Lugim of Shemen Mizukik. He didn't know. No. I want to buy Meir Lugim of Shemen. Now, when he's coming, and but listen, I don't have a barrel. I don't have a place where to keep it. So I'll come. I'll come each week, and I'll help myself to this barrel till I get Meir Lugim. Fine. When it comes till the last lug and a half, he's coming with his lug, he wants Shem Shem. The Balabas says, no, listen, you were getting Shem and Zokuk. Yes, in my barrel the whole time, the Shemorim settled. I didn't have to give you Shem and Zokuk. Well, see, you didn't, the price wasn't Shem and Zokuk. You bought Shem. Your mazel that it was in my chavis, and the Shemorim settled. Whenever you come, you're getting Shem and Zok. Fine. But Lemaise, you weren't, I didn't charge you for Shem and Zok, you didn't pay for Shem and Zok. So theoretically, we'll see the Gemara, in the beginning I could have mixed up the Shemorim with the Shemen, we'll see, and sell you like this, and it should be Shemen like this, that's what you paid for, and that's what I was supposed to give you. I'm a fine mensch, and I tell you, you want to take Shemen Zok, take Shemen Zok, but I'm holding Cheshbon. Really, you are not entitled to Shemen Zok. You're entitled to Shemen, Meir Lug Shemen, that, one and a half of these, Lug Shemorim. You were helping yourself with Shemen Zok. So fine. So when it comes to the last Lug and a half, don't come asking me for Shemen. That is b'mokim shmorim. If I would have given it to you straight without your istatkes, all mixed up, that's what you would have had. You would have had 98 and a half lugim of shemen and a lug and a half of shmorim which you throw away in the garbage. That's what you would have. But you were getting fine. You were getting shemen zokot tota. Fine. But now when they come, don't get now another lug and a half of shemen. You're entitled to have a lug and a half of shmorim. And so stop over here. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. That let Shem Shomu b'mafki kach amu b'moicha. Shemoicha shemen l'chaveiroi. That's what the Gils and the Mishnah is not. Amoicha shemen mezukik l'chaveiroi. Shemen mezukik l'chaveiroi means we spoke out that you're going to get shemen mezukik. That's a different parasha. Hashoyme amoicha shemen l'chaveiroi mezukik. I sold you shemen and you got mezukik. That's all came out. And he's using it kaseida from the chavius of the meichav mezukik. He's helping himself to mezukik the kishema. Zok the Gemara. Now we hear a machlokes in the Mishnah by wine, which Rashi says it's going on the bela. How much do you deduct? The Tanna Kama says a sixth, Rabbi Yehuda said a fifth. But the Gemara v'loy pligi mar ki asrei umar ki asrei. But asrei the mar and the mokim of the Tanna Kama chofu bekire. They used to insulate the barrels with wax. For Leimai it's tvei, and it doesn't absorb more than a sixth. Ba'asrei demar of Rabbi Yehuda chofu bekufre, they used to put a covering of pitch. Leimai it's tvei, and kufre absorbs more. So that's why the doctor says. He boy is aime, a different oifen how to be mevayet. Mishum gargishta, the clay that the chavyasin were made out of. It's made out of a certain type of a kalke. Ho maitzetvei, v'ho lei maitzetvei. Fine, that means the chavyasin, we're not speaking about the insulation that what they put inside the chavis, was that some chavis was made out of different types of earth, which came from different makimas. And Memele in Ba'asrei Rabbi Yehuda, the earth was absorbed more. Fine. Now we're finished with this. We're going to say over a Maisa. Ba'asrei de Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Namayre. Romu aboim otamni kuzi bedane. There was, in a barrel of wine, there were 48 kuzi. Now kuzi is a certain type of a measurement. So 48 kuzi fill up a barrel. Fine. Ozu dane beshita zuzi. Now you could buy a wholesale price. You can buy a barrel for 6 zuzi. Poris Rabbi Yehuda shite bezuzi. Now Rabbi Yehuda went into the wine business, so he went. He bought 6 barrels. And 6 barrels, and each barrel was a zuzi. Now, ozo dana b'shita zuzi. I'm sorry, ozo dana b'shita zuzi. One barrel cost 6 zuzi. Poros Rav Yehuda, shita b'zuzi. So Rav Yehuda went and sold 6 kuzi for a zuzi. That means like this. So this 8 is... But this is 8 kuzi in this 48 kuzi in the barrel. Now he so let's mach a chesed. He sold 6 kuzi for a zuz. So that means he sold 36 kuzi for a zuz. So that he got back what he invested. Fine. There's left over 12 kuzi for profit. 12 kuzi is left over for profit. I mean, fine, good. Poris Rav Yehuda, he sold shita bezuze. He sold 6 kuzi for a zuz. Fine. Dal tlosin vishita. So take away the 36 kuzi, and that paid up for the 6 zuz that he invested in the dan. Poshilu treisa. Now there's left over 12 more kuzi. Which now's the time to get profit. Now's the time to get profit. The Mal Tanya Shisusi. Now, we say that the kankanim are beleya a six, yain is beleya six. So this four, so a sixth of 48 is eight. So eight, so when he bought a whole dane, because it seems it doesn't take a year to be beleya. Dal tmanye shtusi, so eight kuzi wa nivla in the kankan. Poshalu albo. So what is left over is four kuzi is left over. So how much profit did he make? So four out of 48 is a 12th. Yeah, the 12th. Huh? Yeah. So, you shouldn't get profit when you sell chayi nefesh. You shouldn't get more than a sixth. But a sixth you're entitled to get? Getting a profit, getting a 12th? So the Gemara says, no. Ike gulfi, listen, he ended up with the danim, he ended up with barrels. He has 3 barrels. I mean, he got a barrel. Ushmoraya. And he got shmorim. There's a shmorim of yayin, and here the Rashash says his shmorim also worth something. So he got shmorim, barrels, and then four kuzi. So Memele, Yochi Nafish Leitvei Mishtus. Oh, so he's making too much profit. Four kuzi in the barrels and the shmorim. So the Aistake Yaiser Mishtus, Yaiser Shtus, the Moses Ike Tirche with the Maybals in the Yosa. No, but there was some Tirche that you have to take in consideration with the Maybals in the Yosa. So when you deduct this, it'll come out, sixth. Let's see what Rashi says. Daut Losen Vishita Kuzi Bishita Zuzi Shekono. That means, so the 36 kuzim that paid for the 6 zuzim that he paid for. Poshu Treisa, and that is left over 12 kuzi. Dal Tmanye Shtusi, Shal Memches. Now there's 8 kuzim, that's a shtus, a 6 to 48, Shedelchu Lachasa Bibliyas Hakamka. Gidis Nan, Yaitzi Le Shtus Liyayin. It's partial l'schorei arba. It's left over for his profit. 4 kuzi. V'omar Shmuel amistake b'dvorim sheyesh b'em chayi nefesh al yistake yoyser al shtus. Or shtus yistake. V'lomar lo yistake rabbi yudah at shtus. Why shouldn't he get at least a 6th profit? So Gemara says, Ike gulfi u'shmoraye. Mistake hu akankan. He ended up with a barrel. Bashmorim. Shalokach hakoil bevov zuzi. So he got back the bov zuzi, shmorim, gulfi, and 4 kuzi. Vrekte gemore, so bezois is getting more than a 6th. Gemore says, dmei barzna yoso, no see Rashi since it was geiris in the first lotion, karzna yoso. Shenoisein domim lechemni lemoichon, umoitziyain, ummachiz olof bachutzois. Kazniyosa Loshin Krosa. That means he hired a salesman to go around and that's advertisement. So he had to pay him money also for advertising, for going around. The Machis Allah Bachutzis. Kazniyosa Loshin Krosa. Loshin Achel. Umnis Yesh Benikivas Barza Bachovis Shalcheras. That means to make a hole in the barrel that you're able to put a stopper in it or a faucet in it, whatever, you'd have to make a hole. You can't somebody make a hole. You have to get an umen to make that hole. Yesh v'nekivas barz v'chavi shalchas v'tzoch liten schar. You have to pay for this. Fine. Let us see Teisvis al yistake yoysa al shtus or ad shtus mistake or mistame rav yudah yemoytze shidnu lo yoysa. He could have found people that will give him more money. So why didn't
by then, so the Mor says, no, after all Cheshbonos were made, was Rabbi Yechezkel.
Sagt der Gemara weiter. Im Hoyo Shemen Mezukik Eina Yoytze Lo Yishmore. Now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara. We had, if we're talking about Shemen Mezukik, Eina Yoytze Lo Yishmore. We don't eat Dok Shmore. Fragt the Gemara. And then it says, but and then it says, if it was a kliyoshon, moya kankanim yishonim ain't a yaitzele bella. That's what our Gemara is talking about. A kankan yoshon, you don't eat dog bell. Fact the Gemara v'yefsha deloy bola. What do you mean? It's icha b'ilaya. See, the akashim. Omar Rav Nachman b'mizufofim shonim. It's speaking about mizufofim. Okay. That's a parasha b'fnei atzma. Mizufofim is not b'ilei. Fine. That's a parasha. What's shot in that? That we'll see Tosfos. Abaye oma afilu teime shaloi b'mizufofim, given the tone, since it got full with the blias, the yishonim, it's not b'ilei anymore. Let's see Rashi, and then I'll say over the Zamur de Ketaz. Zot Rashi. Bimizufofen, the kivin, the yishonim hain, v'nizbalu b'lorusom, and they ready, v'beileya, sulei boli, that's mizufofen. Kivin the ton, sulei bola. So, there's a merdike taz. The taz, es akashe, there's a taz in yiradeye, simen tzadikimu. So he says like this, Abaye Tiritz, Kolzman Shihu Soveya Mibolua, Yoshon Shekvar Besoichai, Mibolua, Yoshon Shekvar Besoichai, Eine Beleya. Yeah, that's what Abaye said. So we learn Agamar, if you have a Keli Yoshon, it's not Beleya. Frek the Tazakashe, AFLP, Shim Yishtah Shom Meisleis Yivla, AFLP Shisavei Milivoya. The din is, and there's a Murdika Machlekes, let's talk about Issevehetta for a minute. Let's say I have a treife mashke. And I'll leave it there. And then the keili was used for years already with kosher and mashke, the walls are saturated with kosher and mashke. I'm going to be showing you now a treifa mashke in the keli for 24 hours. So there was a yid that said that the keli is kosher, because even the tone, it's the treifa mashke won't go in. So the tas is zichen nishtemes. Chas v'shalom. There was a balua there, and you'll be shayah, kovish kemavushal, you'll be shayah there 24 hours, the keli is gonna get treif. I got news for you. It doesn't get treif. Frekta. So he says, but you know what happens? He says, I'll tell you what happens. It says, if it's there 24 hours, kovish kemavushal, so it'll be maflit, a chelik of the mashke that's inside, and it'll be by leia, the mashke that's in that's inside the daifin, and it'll be by leia, the mashke that's in the pot. That's what's going to happen. The yuchal l'vloya michodosh. So it can be by leia. So lemais is azoy. So you'll ask any rov, you'll bring mashke, you put mashke osa in a pot, it'll tell you the pot becomes osa. So he says, that was the Makshis Kasha. V'yevshid leibol. I mean, you're gonna tell me it's not Peleya. You're gonna tell me you're allowed to put in osa dikera. I go to the Rav every time. There's 24 hours they have mashke in a pot. He asks the pot. So I was Yoshon. He asks the pot. So kochach it's Peleya. Otamabai gets like, no.
given the torn tone, if there's mashke there, no mashke can come in. But you're asking a kasha, the pot is also. Sure, the pot is also. Because it's maflet the old mashkin, the new mashkin comes in. That's why. So take it by lay the new mashkin. So that's very good in Yeredeye. When it comes to Yeredeye, so I want to answer the pot, so I'll say 100%. The also the kamashkin went into the pot, the head of the kamashkin left the doifnei akli in Shalom Yisrael. But when you're talking about Choshen Mishpat, you're right. You're right. It's going to be Boileya Nu Shemen. But you know how it's Boileya Nu Shemen? If it's Matlet Old Shemen. Given the tone, if it's there, it can't get more. But it's going to be Boileya. You're right. It's going to be Boileya. You know how it's going to be Boileya? Because it's going to be Matlet. So Lamaisa, you can't deduct any shaman. Because what are you saying that what? That your shaman went into the pot. But old shaman went out of the pot. So the same amount of shaman that is in the pot, you're getting back. You can't be deduct by layer. Isaiah Tatazka is a Tatasha Nagamor. That's Shah. So Yannick, if like, okay, didn't know the Lombis, he says, it's Balea. I know. You put Mashkin in the Balea, fill it by Kam Kanyosha. So he says, no, it's not Balea. He can't be Balea. I said,